This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Lewis, Resource Centre. Yes, we're all back at work. Nurin Group launched the first Malaysian venture capital quality equity crowdfunding offer recently. Equity crowdfunding, we'll call that ECF. Within the first few seconds of launching, Nurin Group has received an overwhelming response and has raised almost 300,000 ringgit. I'm here with Petrina Goh and Kelvin Dow, founders of Nurin Group, and they're going to share the experience during the ECF campaign. First of all, welcome back, because you guys were on air 2 years ago. Just starting out, and so it's been a quite a ride for you guys. Maybe you can start out telling us about the Nurin Group.
Thanks Frida. Okay. Thanks for having us here. So Nurin Group, so 2 years ago we were on air.
Yeah.
So talking about wedding, so we are glad that we're still around. So it's been a while since we have grown. So now we are also into motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are also looking to regional expansions.
Okay. Yeah. So it started off with motherhood, and then it started off with weddings. And so it's taking that person through that whole journey.
Yes. Yeah. For weddings, we have wedding.com.my and nurin.sg in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wedding marketplace whereby vendors can have a directory listing through our platform. Consumers can actually search for vendors, search for things to shop, you know, products, services, any photography packages that they need for their wedding needs in Malaysia and Singapore.
Okay, you know, when we spoke, and even now, and you do hear wedding sites here and there. Why do you think you guys are so different?
We are the only online e-commerce marketplace in Malaysia as well as the region. So you won't be able to find like a similar platform like us that offer like product offerings and services that you can purchase and book directly
online.
Okay,
so most of the time it's just inquiry, but you can't book it.
Yes.
Okay, so yours has that added element of making that purchase and that booking straight away.
We enable our vendors to be able to sell their items and services through our platform.
Mm-hmm.
So not only getting leads and, you know, inquiries, but also getting sales through our platform. Besides that, we operate on an O2O concept, online to offline concept,
mm-hmm.
whereby we have a showroom in Jaya One. If customers, they need to feel and touch, you know, and need to speak to one of our vendors, they can actually turn up or make an appointment at our showroom, come visit us, you know, and get a free consultation with wedding.com.my.
Okay, so this was in the last 2 years, this is what has happened with you guys.
Correct. In fact, our show unit is just launched a couple of months back. I think it was back in April, if I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just because being in the online space, especially in wedding, people still like to have a feel because it's a major decisions. So that's the whole reason why we set up a office and as well as a show unit together so that people can come up and have a confidence that we do exist offline as well.
It's still very much, people still want to touch and feel. And then once they get that confidence, then they're able to do all their...
Yeah, some of them, they may just come over for the first appointment, and after that everything will be transacted through online and off you know, phone.
Okay, once they've touched you and know you are real.
Yes.
Okay, now which equity crowdfunding party did you choose to work with and why?
We worked with Crowdo. We actually explored a few platforms, but Crowdo was the one that was recommended by our Series A investor, Gobi Partners.
Mm-hmm.
We actually dealt with them a couple of times before we engaged with them, and they were very professional, very helpful, and enjoyed working with the team a lot.
Okay. Now, so you have previously raised a Series A funding of US 2 million through Gobi Partners. You know, what's the funding used for there?
The funding was used mainly to enhance our products and service offerings through our platform, improve e-commerce capabilities, as well as bring on new talent to the company.
Okay. When was this tie-up with Gobi? When did y'all manage to get the Series A funding from Gobi?
We started the initiation process like Q3 of last year, 2015. Mm-hmm. We actually closed it around March of this year. So it's a good 6 months.
A good 6 months. Yeah. What was that exercise like, trying to get the funding, and what were the, you know, toing and froing? What were some things that you had to improve on or work on based on, you know, that initial chat with Gobi?
We went through a couple of due diligence process with Gobi Partners. A few of the things that we need to improve on. Basically, what happened was we had a few rounds of negotiations in terms of the valuation, providing them more information to justify the valuation, as well as them giving us certain milestones to actually finalize the to ink the deal.
Okay, was that an easy exercise? You know, I mean, was that an interesting exercise to justify why this is valued this way?
I think fundraising has never been easy. Mm. Well, at least for us, it's not so easy. So it's just about how we justify our performance, the KPI in the past, justify how we go moving forward, and then show them like the milestones we hit and the month-on-month growth.
Okay. Could you share a little bit about the milestones they asked you guys to achieve? Anything you could shareable?
As you know, previously we were a lot on a portal, a platform, so we monetize through advertising as well as campaigns from our vendors. Going forward, we will be monetizing more in terms of our consumer spending, like getting our brides, you know, to actually spend with us, you know, to use our services to engage vendors and even buy baby products through our platform. So that is one of the milestones that we have to actually improve our e-commerce transactions through the platform.
Who do you all work with to develop this e-commerce site? It's all internal. Who do you partner with?
Yeah, we do have a very strong and team, together team, tech team within in-house.
Mm-hmm. And how large is your team right now?
The overall company size right now is still pretty lean. Mm-hmm. We have about 30 people.
Oh, that's lean, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, I guess. Yeah, so it started e-commerce. With just the two of you, right?
I think it started with about five people, like back in September 2013.
Right.
So as time goes on, we actually grow until the size we are today.
Okay, now, so with $2 million, right, why was there a need to raise another 300,000 ringgit? And, you know, what was the purpose behind that?
Yeah, as a consumer-driven business, we would like to create more brand ambassadors as well as bring in more retail investors. We already have a VC investor, which is Gobi. The aim here is to bring in more retail investors, to bring in their knowledge of and their experience, you know, to add value to the company. After the fundraising effort, we have realized that a lot of our investors are actually in the same similar industry, so they are able to actually contribute a lot of their wealth of, you know, expertise and their knowledge, even bringing us some new businesses to the company.
So the whole exercise was not so much to raise funds per se, but to have access to retail investors, a marketing exercise.
Correct. So money is something that, of course, is quantifiable and it's good, of course. But what we value a lot more as well, it's the wealth of experience that we managed to get from our list of interested retail investors. Some I can share, like they are typically the business owners and large corporates, C-level personnels from like telcos, from retail chains, from property developers. And a lot of them are also from the same industry, which is in the baby as well as
property
wedding
developers.
Space.
How come?
I guess they just like our space.
they're diversifying. Yeah, yeah. So it was more an exercise getting people to know about it. And you were saying that that I guess you also have, you know, access to now new interested parties as
Correct.
Well, to people to work with. And that was very clear from the get go. Could you have raised more than 300,000, or was that all you wanted to do?
I guess the ECF, the equity crowdfunding, is actually part of our plan even before we raise our Series A round. In fact, it is all along part of the Series A round. So we allocate a small portions already targeting to raise from the retail investors. Whether 300,000 we could raise more or less, I guess the decision is fall down to the types of investors that we want. So I guess, you know, around, so we spoke to Crowdo, so 50k US approximately, that's the range that we indicated to them.
Okay. Yeah. So this has been listed as Malaysia's first successful equity crowdfunding campaign. You say it'd be the first, right? Why do you think you guys were successful? What were the elements in it that made it a successful exercise?
Let me see that.
Of course, besides us being in the very interesting industry, a lot of our investors like us because we are VC-backed, and a lot of due diligence and background studies have been completed by Gobi Partners.
Okay, so they know someone else has done the homework.
Yes.
So that, you think, made a difference, that you already had that backing from a VC, and it just made it appealing.
Yeah. We believe so, because a lot of ECF, if you look into like Kickstarter kind of crowdfunding, a lot of them are like from ideation stage to conceptualize.
Reward space,
correct. But whereas for us, we have already gone through a seed round and we already successful, have a VC backing for Series A. So naturally, I think in terms of maturity, we were like slightly ahead in terms of a lot of the Kickstarter kind of companies.
How much equity is given, and how do you decide on this? We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Petrina Goh and Kelvin Liao from Neuron Group. You're listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Brand-friendly marketeers, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Lewis, Resource Center. I'm here with Petrina Goh and Kelvin Liao from Neuron Group. They're the first Malaysian venture capital quality equity crowdfunding exercise. So they was very successful. They managed to raise almost 300,000. On the back of that, they already had a serious funding of $2 million through Gobi Partners. And Neuron Group takes an individual through the wedding to motherhood to what else?
Home and family.
Home and family, the whole journey. Now, one of the things with equity crowdfunding or just the whole exercise, how much when you work with these parties, what are the considerations in terms of how much equity you're willing to give?
For the ECF exercise, we gave away 1% equity. Mm-hmm. It's actually a preference share issuance, but it's a convertible preference share. So depending on certain, we have a few trigger conditions whereby they can trigger, they can actually exercise into equity. So mainly the trigger events are an IPO or major acquisition.
Okay, so they can choose to have equity or they can just continue to have it as shares.
That's right.
Okay, so and so that was the appealing thing, right? So, and in that case, when you work with the likes of Gobi Partners as well, there's also the issue of equity. How much are people normally willing to give?
For Series A exercise, I would suppose normal startups would be giving away from about 15 to 25% equity interest. Mm-hmm. To the Series A investors.
Okay, so that you still have control of it.
Yes.
So was it a difficult thing, you know, in thinking about it internally? Did the figures change? At first you say, I only want to give X percent, and then it became X percent. Did these figures change, or were you all quite firm on how much equity will be given?
The final valuations that we get, it is, to be honest, not too far away from what we initially intended. So I guess it is. There's always negotiations between the issuer as well as the investors.
Right.
Yeah.
So in this case, in the case of Gobi Partners, do you pretty much still run the business by yourself, or do you work with them to get advice, or do they have a hand in how you run the company?
So post Series A. As of now, the management currently still have a majority control of the company. So, but we do value, like, we have a board of advisor which consists of all seed investors as well as Gobi Partners as well as part of our board of directors.
Okay, and do you find that with the board of directors, how is it helpful? Or does it hinder?
It's pretty helpful because We through meetings, you know, we actually highlighted like challenges that we have faced, and our Series A investor has been pretty helpful so far, you know, in terms of giving advice as well as introducing us like networks and other, you know, advisors to actually overcome those challenges.
Okay. Yeah. So now that you've got $2 million and 300,000 ringgit, what's next?
Next will be our expansion plans. For Malaysia and Singapore, we would like to improve and to actually grow our market share, especially in the e-commerce space.
Mm-hmm.
Our expansion plans in the region includes expanding into Thailand as well as Philippines. We're in the midst of speaking to various parties for potential JVs and as well as you know, to together grow the country.
Right. Yeah. So it's more JV than starting from scratch.
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, you know, a wedding space is pretty cultural.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to work with a local party, you know, and local talent that can actually understand the industry well enough
okay.
to bring up the business.
And why Thailand and Philippines?
There's a huge female population in those two countries,
mm-hmm.
as well as growing middle class. E-commerce spending is pretty huge in Thailand as well.
Okay. And not Indonesia?
Indonesia is also still in our, you know, we would like to expand into Indonesia, but not in the next 1 to 2 years,
okay.
probably, you know, within the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years. So Thailand, Philippines first.
Yes.
Large female population, that kind of life stages.
Correct.
That they'll go through. So when we were just discussing, so in Singapore, there's not so much of that going on.
Wedding and baby, I mean, the market is there, but it's not as big as in Malaysia and in Thailand.
Okay, so yeah. Thailand, Philippines, Vietnam and all these other places? Also down the road?
Yes.
Okay, so for right now, the immediate concern, in potential JVs, you were saying.
Correct.
All right. Thanks for sharing with us this, and congratulations on, you know, raising that fund as well. Petrina Goh and Kelvin Liao from Nurin Group, you've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.